It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's a strawberry-flavored edition of Wisconsin Weekend on the morning show. We've just heard about where and how to pick them, so let's assume we got them home safely. Now what? What's your favorite way to eat strawberries? On top of ice cream? Maybe just right out of the bucket. Maybe you like them with shortcake with a little whipped cream on top. In a pie? Well, maybe you like them in a salad. Share your favorite way to enjoy strawberries with us. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Sonia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get into a recipe right away. Tell us about your strawberry salad recipe.
Sure. So strawberry salad might not sound like as much of a hook as a strawberry pie or a strawberry crisp, but let me tell you, it is almost even more delicious. So we have in this salad a strawberry vinaigrette, and the vinaigrette becomes creamy with fresh strawberries in it. It's blended up with maple syrup, a little vinegar, and some olive oil, and you are going to just want to pour this on everything. And then we'll put it into a salad with some salad greens, fresh strawberries, some red onions for a little bit of bite, and some pecans, and maybe some goat cheese or feta cheese. It is so good. We cannot stop eating this over here.
Well, it sounds pretty good, even though it's breakfast time. I think I could go for that.
Right. Not sure I would eat it for breakfast, but it's perfect really any time of the day.
Another recipe for yours for a classic strawberry shortcake actually features balsamic vinegar. How does vinegar complement strawberries? Why pair them?
Sure. So it's actually an old Italian trick. Alex, my husband, and I learned this from studying Italian cooking, and pairing balsamic vinegar with strawberries really brings out a natural acidity. It brings a tang to the strawberries, and it's so good. It might sound a little odd before you've tried it, but it is delicious. Sometimes in Italian cooking, you'll add that balsamic to the strawberries, let them sit for a while and get really juicy and sweet and tangy, and then sometimes they even add a little black pepper. And so you've got to try this.
Mm. And by the way, we have the recipe for the strawberry salad dressing on our website, so you can look for it there. But let's talk about that strawberry shortcake recipe. I have to say that it was officially spring when the first strawberries arrived in the grocery stores, usually around Easter, and my mother would make that first strawberry shortcake, so that's always been a favorite of mine. What's your take on this classic dessert?
Yes, well, our take tried to health it up just a little bit using some Greek yogurt. So we use Greek yogurt in our recipe to get a really, really tender shortcake for those strawberries. And then it also uses something called turbinado sugar, which is a very crunchy sugar. The grains are very large. So with those on the top, it has a very crunchy texture. And those two elements, adding that to the traditional shortcake, really amps it up a notch.
So does the yogurt take the place of something in a traditional shortcake like butter, or is this something you just add?
It really plays the pace of butter in this recipe. So there is no butter. There's just the Greek yogurt and egg, and it comes out perfectly moist.
And there's a chocolate version of this, too, I understand.
There is. So if you add a little bit of cocoa powder, you've got yourself a chocolate version. So we have a chocolate recipe as well. And you can even top that with some chocolate syrup with your strawberry. So that's another way to kind of kick it up a notch.
That sounds positively decadent, and I mean that in a good way. Sonia Overheiser is a co-founder of the food blog A Couple Cooks, and we're talking about how to fix those strawberries you worked so hard to pick out in the strawberry fields, and what do you do with them when you get home? What's your favorite way to enjoy a strawberry? Maybe you don't have an elaborate recipe. Maybe you just like to eat them right out of the bucket when you get them home. Whatever, share your strawberry eating stories and preparing stories and cooking stories with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. 1234. Sonia, where do you recommend that people get their strawberries?
If you have a local farmer's market, that is one of the best places to get it. I just last weekend got some local berries at my market, and they just taste so sweet, so pure strawberry. There's no better taste to me than a local berry. You can also grow them. My husband and I have grown them before. I can't say we've had a lot of success because our squirrels like to eat them too. But you can also grow them at home, which would be another great way.
Are grocery store strawberries still okay? I mean, for those who don't live near a farmer's market or who are shopping on a budget?
They are. If you can find organic strawberries, those are also great. And I would look to see where they're grown. If you can find ones that were grown a little closer to where you are, those are always better. And then eating them in season is really important. So making sure to buy them during strawberry season, you're going to get a better berry.
Well, and I think it stands to reason with any fresh fruit that the closer you are to where it's grown, the riper it's going to be because they don't have to ship it as far.
Exactly.
Let's move on to another recipe. Far away from salad and veggies, this one's a dessert. Tell us about your strawberry rhubarb crisp.
This one is my favorite. I grew up eating rhubarb crisps, so it's a very nostalgic dessert for me. For this one, we have put a little healthy spin on it as well by making it gluten-free so eaters of all kinds can eat it. The crumble topping is oats and then oat flour. You can actually make your own oat flour at home by just grinding it up in a food processor. And that's the crumble, and then it is sweetened with maple syrup, so it's naturally sweet. And the pairing of that syrup with the sweetness of the strawberries and then the tangy rhubarb, it is so, so good. You can add some add-ins into your filling if you'd like. You could add some lemon zest or orange zest for a little more tang. And another option is adding some fresh ginger. It really adds this extra element that just surprises people when they eat it.
And I notice you use maple syrup instead of regular sugar. What's the advantage and how does it impact the flavor?
Yeah, so it's still, maple syrup still has sugar in it. So it's not removing the sugar, it's just replacing it with a natural sugar. And we like to use maple syrup to sweeten because it sweetens a little more gently. We feel like the flavors really pop when you use a natural sweetener. And for me, I enjoy the dessert a little more when I don't feel overly sweet. I think it really just brings out the flavor and complements it versus sugar, which sometimes can really overpower the flavor.
Yeah, it can really take over. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. What's your favorite way to eat strawberries? It is strawberry season. The season was a bit delayed here in Wisconsin because of our wet, cold spring, but it's here now. So lots of fresh strawberries out there in farmers markets and roadside stands at your favorite local strawberry patch. But once you get them home, what do you like to do with them? You want to have them in shortcake, strawberry pie, maybe you have them in a strawberry daiquiri, or just all by themselves. We want to hear your strawberry recipes. How do you cook or bake with strawberries? Maybe you've got some family recipes that include strawberries. What are they? And maybe you have a surprising or unexpected way that you like to eat strawberries, or perhaps a favorite childhood memory about maybe your parents or grandparents preparing strawberries in a special way. Share your strawberry stories with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org is the email address. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking, and we're talking about what to do with strawberries once we get them home, how we prepare them, how we enjoy them. Those are all things that we're discussing this hour on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Sonia, how did you start really getting into making recipes with strawberries?
Well, it started with that trip to the farmers market. My husband and I started visiting them about 10 years ago when we got married, and necessity is the mother of invention, right? So we would find these great foods at the farmers market and say, oh my goodness, what are we going to do with this kohlrabi, or what are we going to do with this kale? What are we going to do with these local berries? And so actually, we started Googling. So we started searching online and looking in cookbooks and asking our friends. And that was kind of the start of just the creative process of figuring out what to do with these delicious local foods we were finding.
Now, you have this award-winning blog, and you put a lot of recipes up there. Is there a strawberry flavored recipe that's gotten the most interest from the people who follow you?
That is a good question. I would say that our strawberry yogurt pie has been a favorite of people. So if you remember that kind of Cool Whip and strawberry and graham cracker crust dessert, we did our own take on that and did it with some, again, maple syrup and some Greek yogurt and fresh local strawberries. And it is a winner for sure.
And, of course, here in Wisconsin, there are lots of places to get maple syrup direct from the producers as well. So that would make a great combination of fresh ingredients. Sonia Overheiser is with us, co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks, co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Wisconsin Weekend continues in a moment. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin's strawberry season is underway, and on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we're talking about the many ways we can enjoy this tasty summertime treat. What's your favorite? Have a recipe to share? A strawberry story to tell? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Let's take a call. Dale is with us in Menominee. Dale, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the program and I hear the various recipes. Now I got a few more to try out. But my favorite's an old family classic grandma and my mom used to make. Yellow cake mix, and you just cut up your strawberries and pour in half the batter in your pan, lay some strawberries in there, put the rest of the batter on, and if you would like, you can add rhubarb to that or just use just rhubarb and bake the cake off, frost it with your favorite frosting, and you got some good eating.
Well, that sounds really great, Dale. And of course, anytime you can combine strawberries and rhubarb, that's a double win. Sonia, what do you think of Dale's recipe there?
It sounds so simple and delicious. I love recipes that make us remember the past and the fact that it was your mothers and grandmothers. It sounds so fun.
Why is rhubarb such a good combination with strawberries? What is it? Why do these two get along so well?
Yeah, well, it's both being seasonal together, so they're both ripe around the same time, and then just that tang in the rhubarb is the perfect complement to the sweet in the strawberries.
One of our listeners shared over email that they love strawberry jam. They said freezer jams work best since the fruit never sees heat and keeps very well in the freezer. What about freezer jams?
Yeah, that would be a great option. Another one that we like to do around here is a chia jam. So I'm not sure if any of your listeners have tried this, but if you use chia seeds and you just saute them down with strawberries, it forms a natural gel. And that's a really easy way to make jam.
You mentioned your strawberry yogurt pie just a little bit ago. Give us the backstory for this recipe. I understand you made it because someone challenged you?
Yeah, so my mother-in-law challenged me to create a little bit of a healthier version of the typical yogurt pie. So we added some Greek yogurt, we added some maple syrup, and then for the crust, instead of doing a graham cracker crust, we did some oats and maple syrup and nuts kind of chopped up together, and the family loved it. So I think it was a win.
Well, anytime you can make your mother-in-law happy, that's always
exactly,
a win, right?
Exactly.
And we can't talk about strawberries without mentioning daiquiris. Tell us about your strawberry daiquiri.
Right. So we have a strawberry daiquiri recipe that's coming out in a few weeks. So stay tuned. It is frozen strawberries. So you could throw those strawberries you get at the market into the freezer, combine them with some lime juice and some rum, of course, and a little bit of maple syrup for the sweetener. And then we also did a second layer of a lime daiquiri. So lime juice and rum paired together. Throw that on top as a little bit of a garnish, and you have one very, very delicious strawberry drink.
Well, and I don't recommend it for morning show hosts during the show. Sonia, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. People can find the recipes we've been talking about and more at WPR.org. Sonia, thank you so much for being here this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, and now I'm really hungry.
Yeah. Well, I've got another hour to go. Sonia Overheiser is the co-founder of the award-winning food blog A Couple Cooks and the co-author of Pretty Simple Cooking. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about one of the biggest guitar collections in the state.
When Dave Rogers opened his first guitar store in the early 80s, it was tiny. He sold his own guitars, and every penny he made went into buying better, more collectible ones. Now, Dave's guitar shop in La Crosse is a massive destination. Not only does he sell workhorse and collector's guitars to people around the world, but Dave has a massive collection of his own. He recently gave me a tour.
This guitar I've had longer than any other guitar here. It's a 1957 Strat in Taos turquoise, and I got it in 82 or 83. That started the guitar collection, really. So we want to pick out the coolest of the cool, right?
Yeah.
These two guitars here, both 1960 Les Pauls. The Gibson Les Paul, that's the most sought-after electric solid body that there is. And they go for, you know, upwards of $500,000 now. They only made about 1,500 of them in those 3 years, and that's what Eric Clapton played, Jimmy Page, Duane Allman. Musicians are kind of like, they want to play what their heroes played, and so, you know, everybody wants to have an original burst. You know, you see some famous people using some things that we've sold them and whatever, and that's very exciting for me. The very first guitar we ever sold as a business was to Cheap Trick. And as the night before I opened my store, so it would have been the end of June in 1982, and they were playing at the La Crosse Center, I took a trunk full of guitars there. And Rick Nielsen was always a hero of mine, a guitar hero and a guitar collector. And next thing you know, I'm backstage with Rick Nielsen. He's showing me all his guitars, and again, and I was opening up the very first morning, the next morning, and he kept me out till 2 or 3 in the morning. And he ended up buying a guitar from me. I had used that money to buy a sign for my store. So
I did not know that. Hi, I'm Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. I play guitar, and I like guitar, and I like Dave. He's all right for a guitar guy. I bought a bunch from him, and I was always irritated that I couldn't buy more because he wouldn't sell a lot of them. There was one guitar that I wanted to get. I think it was a metallic green Gibson SG. that he wouldn't sell to me. So I'm still a little hurt because of that. But I never, trust me, I got my own guitars. I got plenty of stuff to play.
I think guitar players are like chatty, how do you want to put it, gossipy. You know, there's a old joke, how many guitar players does it take to change a light bulb? It takes 10, one to do it and nine to say they could have done it better. So. You know, some people, you just couldn't explain it to. You know, I mean, they just wouldn't get it. Like, if you look at this and said, well, this is $1 million, they'd be like, are you kidding me? You know, I look on all these guitars as art, you know. So, I mean, I'm hanging this on the wall as an instrument, but also as a piece of art. I mean, I'd rather look at this than any painting. To me, these truly are works of art and Americana. You know, these are things that we built back when everything was made in America, everything that we did, and we're proud of it. I just love playing, and you know, you don't really make any money, at least I don't do it. It's just a love, a passion. You know, getting together with a group of guys, your buddies, and you're playing music, and you know, you get this camaraderie going. It's a feeling like no other. You know, I still just love it.
Dave Rogers is the owner of Dave's Guitar Shop in La Crosse. He also has stores in Milwaukee and Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find out more about Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@wpr.org. That's mornings@wpr.org, and we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.